Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says a leading cause of blindness is diabetes. That's what happened to Leonard Smith of Houston, Texas. Because he's a veteran, however, he got help from the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA. It's an organization of blinded veterans helping blinded veterans through service programs, resources, and advocacy. By showing the Department of Veterans Affairs that diabetes was service-related, BVA helped Leonard get benefits he deserved. Learn how the organization can help you, or you can help it, at 800-669-7079 and bva.org.
As a professional musician, Lachie stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachie, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. Try not to become a person of success, but rather try to become a person of value. Albert Einstein.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Ain't no stopping us now. We're on the move, on the move. That's right. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. By the way, for those who are listening for the first time and don't know, if you ever miss any of our shows for the past 7 years, they're all there except for two because of the hurricanes. So yeah, they're all there. Over 300 of them are on archive. We archive the show. When this show is over, we archive all the shows. That's right. So when this show's over, we a couple hours later or the next day, we archive it. So go to our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. I'm going to say that nice and slow. Blind and AND, Blind and Beyond, radioshow.org. Check us out.
You know what? And don't forget to check out our Facebook page also, because every Thursday night we post the upcoming show highlights. So it's just Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And yes, that's what we do.
I've seen that.
You have seen that. All right.
I've gone on there before just to see. Like, oh yeah, who are we having on?
Well, this is our calm few minutes, David, before the rest of the hour. We have two guests calling in this hour, believe it or not. We have a guest calling in from London. Hopefully he'll wake up in time and he set his alarm. That's what we're hoping. That Tom.
It's late over there.
Yeah. Tom Pei, who is the CEO at Waymap, will be joining us from London. And then we have also the second hour, Patrick Jansen, who's the owner of Braille Music and More, and president-elect of the National Braille Association. So he will also be joining us.
Oh, wow.
Dave is looking forward to that.
Indeed. He's a cool guy. I like him.
He is a cool guy. And you know what was really nice? He wrote to us when Hurricane Ian was coming, and then after it left, and he was so worried about us all.
Oh, joining me right now.
Yeah, so that was
Princess
really nice
is here. Say hello, Princess. Say hello to your fans.
Our feline member of the family, the one that has three feet only. She's
yeah, but
you
she's
might
a good
hear
girl.
Her purring in the microphone.
She's a good girl. Her name is Princess.
Yeah, David has a cat also, I believe.
What's your cat's name, David?
My named Cammy, and Cammy was paying us a visit earlier, making a bunch of noise because she doesn't like me to be on the phone or using a microphone. It bothers her.
Didn't you used to have a cat named Kitty? Am I?
No. This is Cammy. Cammy for camouflage.
Yeah.
She's what is called a tortie, which
we have one too.
And she talks. I mean, this one is very vocal.
Mm-hmm. How many times have you stepped on her?
None.
How could you not step on her?
I think I might have kicked her about 50 times though. But she moves out, gets out of the way quick. And she has one leg a problem too. She has a problem with like one of her like a kneecap issue. Mm. So when she runs, she kind of runs like a jackrabbit a little bit.
Yeah.
But
here's a question.
Princess scoots around on three legs.
With our cats, because we have three cats, and I don't mean to, but sometimes I step on their tail. They don't move.
I
and
do
I say,
too. When I'm sighted, yeah. I
say move and they don't move. And
no,
I
refuse.
Can't see them. That's... So I step on their tail and then they get upset.
They
and
learn.
I have to say, I'm sorry. But they don't move. I tell them to move. They don't move.
That's true.
Did you ever have a dog, Dave?
As a kid, I did, but not as an adult. I love dogs and cats both, but our lifestyle, a cat is a much easier pet to deal with because of we like to take long weekends sometimes and stuff, yeah. And we don't have to worry about with a cat as much, you know. But
yeah. We have right now.
Yeah, Brenda says I kick
Brenda.
Her.
Brenda, I heard that voice. Hi,
I kick
Brenda.
I kick Cammy only by accident, which
it's
is true.
Soft little touch.
If I even barely tap her, Cammy lets me know. You know.
She's a seeing eye cat.
Yeah, she's a very bad seeing eye cat.
Yeah.
So, folks, I got a question for you. If you have a cat, how do you not step on your cat?
Actually, Christina has a cat. I don't think she steps on her.
You hear you can't step on a cat as long as you're listening for the cat. Every cat.
I don't step on them very often. I mean, it's
like a little tap.
Listen, we got a call on the phone line, all the way from
the SPCA,
all the way from the World Series, I guess, county now, or the World Series state. The undefeated, I think, almost set Philadelphia Eagles now, I think. You know, we got Liz. Yeah. Liz from Pennsylvania. Liz, how you
Very
doing?
Very nice. Okay, cool. You got a caller, Michael.
Hey, Liz. Mine is doing a check-in.
Oh, it's Liz. Is that Liz that we know,
oh,
Liz?
Hi, Liz. So surprised.
We weren't sure who it was calling from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Liz.
Hi, guys.
Are you a Philadelphia Phillies fan?
I can't hear you.
I can't hear.
Wait, I hear Brenda talking in the background.
Okay.
I hear Brenda. I don't hear Liz.
Hold on. Liz.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay.
There you go. Now we hear you.
Now we hear you. Are you a Philadelphia Phillies fan, Liz?
We are doing well, and I just wanted to call and say hey and wish you all well.
Well, thank you. I asked you, could you hear what I said? Are you a Philadelphia Phillies fan?
Or an Eagles fan.
Or an Eagles fan?
Well, I don't really follow sports, but okay. I will support the Phillies. It is the World Series.
And Liz, while you're on the phone, why don't you tell everybody about the contest with Nacho quickly before we go to break? Tell everybody maybe they'd like to vote.
Oh, that would be awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Nacho is my new guide dog, and he has been entered into the King Pets Photo Contest. It is a worldwide contest, and right now there's over 6,300 dogs that have been entered. Currently, Nacho is ranked 22nd in the world as the 22nd cutest dog, and he's also ranked as number 2 in the state of Pennsylvania. So if you head over to Facebook, you can go to King Pets Photo Contest and vote. There's, I think, 44 or 45 hours left before the contest ends, but you can vote every 10 minutes for up to 10 votes a day. And we're just trying to move him up the ranks. So currently he's ranked 22nd in the world out of over 6,300 animals.
Wow. So how do they vote again? How do you vote?
You can go to Facebook and go to King Pets Photo Contest.
Are you saying King, K-I-N-G?
Yes.
Okay.
King Pets Photo Contest.
Yes, okay. King Pets Photo Contest.
Well, I happen to know you've got a lot of fans out there, so there some people are going to jump on that just because they're big fans of Liz. So,
this is Liz.
Oh, that's really cool. Thank you.
We're so glad you're listening, and give a hug to Nacho for us. How's your son Logan doing?
He's fantastic. Cool, like enjoying the college life for sure. But we are
have a great
all
nephew
well
now called
here.
Logan.
Yeah, we have a great nephew named Logan. So now we know two Logans.
That's awesome.
Well, thank you for calling in, Liz.
Thanks for calling in, Liz.
You're so thanks, welcome. Liz. You guys
take care.
Enjoy, Princess.
Okay.
Thank you. Take care.
Okay. You got it. Take care.
Bye.
Somebody tried to order you, Princess.
Bye. So nice that she called. Bye.
Hey, somebody called in about you, Princess.
Yeah,
Princess. Princess, right now, right on my lap.
My kitty just came in to pay a visit, too.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. It's time to go to break, but we'll be right back. You listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
For nearly 45 years, ILA has been providing essential aids to the visually impaired and hard of hearing. A trusted source of products for local and national communities, ILA offers a wide variety of technology and daily living aids to enable those with vision loss to participate in an active, independent lifestyle. Our excellent customer service team is always happy to help you find the right product for the task at hand. Call us at 1-800-537-2118 or visit us on the web at www.independentliving.com. ILA, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion.
Every day, our customers face challenges in a world designed for the sighted. Whether you suffer from an age-related eye condition such as macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, or glaucoma, or are a student or worker living with a visual impairment, our solutions are designed to help you participate more actively in the world around you. From electronic magnifiers to talking GPS to Braille devices, Human Wear Solutions have helped more than 1 million people worldwide to live more independently. Available in more than 25 languages, Human Wear devices can be used at home, on the go, or in the workplace. Regardless of the degree of visual loss or impairment, it is possible to enjoy life to the fullest. Human Wear, HumanWare. For more information, visit humanware.com.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
The Raboca app is now available for free on the iOS App Store. Founded by a student with low vision, frustrated by current assistive technologies, Raboca provides a customizable and streamlined vision enhancement experience right from your smartphone. Adjust contrast and color in real time with unmatched clarity, and never carry around a heavy magnifier again. Use it for reading menus at restaurants, watching your grandchild's sports game, and everything in between. Break free of $1,000 price tags and maximize your abilities with the free Raboca app. See why hundreds of users already love it. Just search Raboca, that's R-E-B-O-K-E-H, on the App Store, or go to our website to download raboca.com.
Navigation apps are important to getting around, exploring new places, and being independent. But they don't work for everyone and don't work inside for anyone. Waymap is a brand new indoor and outdoor navigation app you can trust to get you where you need to go. The app has been made to guide blind people, but it works for everybody else too. With Waymap, you know where you are, even if you lose cell reception or have no Wi-Fi. It's a big advance on other navigation apps. If you want Waymap in your town, let us know at our website, waymapnav.com. That is waymapnav.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back Welcome back. That's right. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. The phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Lynn, you're up.
Okay. Well, this is a little bit of a mystery because I don't see the name up on my screen, but I hope that it is our next guest, Tom Pei. Who is this?
Yes, I'm here.
All righty. You made it. You made it. Well, Tom, all the way from London, England.
And
so
it's 2 o'clock in the morning.
That's
there.
Right. Well, just wanted to tell everybody that.
Hey, guys, I'm not a good sight in my pajamas, but there you go.
Well, we're not. We only use the audio function, but I just wanted to remind everybody, Tom, that you are the CEO at Waymap. So welcome. It's wonderful to have
you. Welcome, Tom.
And say hello to our co-host, David.
Thank you. And thank you so much for having me.
Our pleasure. Our pleasure. So tell us about Waymaps.
Okay. Waymap, when I founded Waymap, because when I was talking to 7 blind young people in London about how we might be able to change life to better their lives, they said they wanted to get around London Underground like everyone else and that perhaps an app would do it. Well, why not? We applied to Google.org, who gave us $1 million and told us to go out and change the world for blind people. So we did. We trialed a number of technologies across the world and asked blind people what they wanted. From that, we have developed 2 standards. One is a audio-based navigation for blind and visually impaired people here in the United States, and also an app for people who have intellectual and developmental disabilities, and both of those are CTA / American standards. So that means that we put the design of our app, we put disabled people right at the center of designing our app. So our app, it works on your mobile phone. It is accurate to within 1 meter. It is heading accuracy is 10 degrees. It's a single app, so you don't need one app for every place you want to go. So it's a single app that will work for anyone. It works indoors and outdoors, and it works in multiple languages. The magic sauce is that if your cell phone, your cell company, or your internet provider loses you, we don't, because everything that you need to get around is on your app. Our algorithm transforms your phone into a very accurate and precise navigation device.
Now, let me ask you a question. Waymaps is not everywhere, correct?
Correct. It's being rolled out in Washington, D.C., at the present moment. So by March of this year, the entire Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority network, that's both bus and rail, overground, underground, will be, and all of the bus stops, so it's 11,000 bus stops, 130 stations, will be accessible through Waymap.
So how can other cities get this? How can we get Waymaps in other cities like Orlando or Philadelphia, all the different cities people are listening to all over the country? How can we get it to our cities, different cities where they're listening?
Yeah, you go to the your transit authority, and they all have committees, accessibility committees, and you demand it. The Biden administration has made a lot of money available to transit networks to upgrade them, to make them accessible. So the money is there to do the job now, and just insist on it, because, you know, for far too long, I'm visually impaired myself, getting around public transport is not great. Having to rely on paratransit is, well, I mean, it's better than nothing, and it's very good to have it, and some people really, really need it, and it's the only way they can get around. But for a lot of us, paratransit is a second-rate system. So, you know, why should we have to deal with it when we can access public transport with the right information?
So let's say this way, we need to get people on board as far as our radio show. How can we, not how can we should get all our listeners to call each city they're living, get each city, call their transit authority, right? That's what you're saying. Call your transit authority, yes. Ask for Waymaps. That's what you need to do. Is that right?
Absolutely. And the other thing is that every city has a disability rights officer in the mayor's office. Go there and demand it, because Waymap just doesn't work on public transport. It works indoors in shopping malls, in public buildings, and so on. All of these things, all of these places need to be made more accessible for us and much more easy to use.
David, do you have a question for Tom?
Hey, Tom, this is Dave. I actually visited London and Cambridge a few years ago. I'm wondering if you had it. Do you have the system in London in place already?
Yes, we not in the entire. Hi, Dave.
Hi, man.
Yeah, we don't have it in all of London, but we've got a number of trial sites in both London and Cambridge, and we've got offices in London and Cambridge. But yeah, so you can try it out. We got it in shopping malls and some train stations. It's about to be rolled out more extensively in London. London is a much more complicated place.
It is.
Because
we had a hard time getting around ourselves. That's why I was asking. We were afraid to take some of the trains. And I was like, man, if we had this app, We would be cooking, probably.
No, you would, absolutely. The problem is that it's not just one transit authority in London. Although Transport for London looks after quite a part of London, there's a number of train operating companies and private transport providers that operate in there. So figuring out how to get everybody to talk together is quite difficult. But we're making headway in a number of cities in the United Kingdom and in Europe.
Man, that's very impressive, and it can be a huge help.
I want to interrupt
too.
You, folks. I want to see if we get a listener. Anybody wants to call in?
Take one caller.
We'll take one caller. Anybody interested in calling in and talking about Waymaps or ask a question about Waymaps? Now's the time to call in. Ask a question. If you're curious about Waymaps, now's the time to call in. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. I guess it's going to take a lot of work to go to all these cities in the country, because there's hundreds of cities all over this country, Orlando, Chicago, New York, L.A., Philadelphia. My God, my goodness.
We need it in Orlando. That would be killer. I mean, I'm ready to go down and talk to them myself. And I'm not even much of an activist, but I would do it.
Let me just say this. Wait, David, I hear what you're saying. Anybody who calls in their transit company and ask for Waymaps, I want you to call in or write to me and tell me you did it, because I would like to know that you did it. Very interesting.
Because and by the way, just copy me, tom.pay, that's Papa Echo Yankee, P-E-Y, at waymapnav.com. Copy me on that email and we will follow up as well. You know, it's our mission in life is to recognize that everyone is an explorer, and the people who have not been able to explore the world, the real world around them, like they would like to, are just a blind and vision impaired people. In fact, disabled people in general.
And your listeners in Canada, if you're interested in Canada, same thing. Canada, you can call in too to your public transportation companies and mention about Waymaps.
Brilliant. And also over here, we're working very closely with the American Council for the Blind, the American Federation for the Blind. And a number of local blind organizations in LA, for instance. We work with the Wayfinder Family Services and with the Braille Institute. So, you know, quite a lot of local partners as well. So you don't have to do all this on your own. You know, fire up your local representative, blind representatives, and get them on the case as well.
Oh, yeah. That's true. You got more strength in numbers, so
What's amazing, if you lose cell service, it doesn't matter that the Waymap still works.
Yeah, and that's, yes, and that's huge, because how many times have you gone places where all of a sudden you lose cell, and then like, yep, okay, now where do I go, you know?
Yeah, and the other thing, the other feature I should have said was that you don't have to carry your phone out in front of you, or you don't have to wear it on your neck. You can wear it on your hip if you want to, but you can put it in your pocket or carry it around in your hand. So it's, you know, so what we call it is heads up and hands free.
Right.
Because and the other way, you know, using I use a white cane rather than the guide dog, but you know, if I haven't, then I'm more inclined to walk into things.
Right. I'm and with
it,
you.
And it gets you within 3 feet of your destination. 1 meter is approximately a yard, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, 3 feet, you know, one blind step.
Yeah, that's terrific.
Yeah, I mean, it's we have to thank the U.S. military for the basic technology. You know, when I started out, we were using Bluetooth beacons, and I mean, you can't use Bluetooth beacons; you just nuke the world if you had to put that many Bluetooth beacons in. So I found this technology that had been developed for for Hans Blix, actually, but what we did was we bought it and we redeveloped it so that it was able to tell you where you were going and measure your steps in a very, very accurate way.
We have a caller now.
Tom, excuse us.
Tom, excuse me. We have a call coming in from Kevin from Greensboro, North Carolina. Kevin, you're there from North Carolina.
You have a question for Tom?
You have a question for Tom about Waymaps? Kevin?
Good evening, Lynn, Michael, David, and Tom. Yep, question there for Tom. Oh,
good evening, Tom.
Now I know you said that to get it for transportation, call the accessibility person at your transportation agency. But he also mentioned in public places such as malls and that, who would you contact to get it in those places?
Who would you contact for the malls, Tom?
Yeah, hey Kevin, good to talk to you. The right people to talk to are the people that own the mall. So you know, we're working with a number of worldwide companies that have malls all over the United States and indeed all over the world. We would be working that way. But if you let them know that this is available, you tell them to write to us. Again, I give you my email address, tom.pay, Papa Echo Yankee, at waymapnav.com. We'll follow up on every lead that we get, and we promise you we'll fight hard to get this in for you guys.
Well, thank you, Kevin.
We're going to take Heshi from Daytona, Florida. Daytona, Florida, you got to talk quick.
Very fast.
We're up against the break. Heshi, you're up.
Hey, everybody. Good evening, everyone. And thank you so much for this. This is an amazing show tonight. We have so many amazing guests. And thank you, Dave, as well. I knew that song, but we want to give another caller a chance. So, and to Mr. Tom for a question, as far as Android is concerned, is Waymaps available with Android? And what about the thought of a city like Daytona Beach, where it's a coastal city? So what would be your thoughts to having something like that work out within, you know, let's say Daytona to Orlando?
Oh, yeah. I mean, first of all, yes, it works on Android. Absolutely does. Android and iOS. It works with most Android phones. We're currently in a partnership arrangement with Verizon to put this onto 5G. So, you know, I mean, it'd just be amazing on 5G. I want to go to I've never been to Daytona, so you know, you make sure that you get us into Daytona, and I'll be down there, and I'll buy you a coffee and a pecan pie.
That sounds great. Heshi, it would be lovely to have you out here.
Heshi,
great.
Stay in touch.
We have to go.
We have to go to break.
All right,
Tom,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks,
Tom. It was great hearing from you, Tom.
Yes, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, guys. You know, it's been real fun. You know, call me anytime. That's what I'm going to do now. Absolutely.
Hey, Tom.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
If you can, if that offer still goes for Orlando, I'll get you into Orlando if I can get that coffee and pecan pie, because I'm a big pecan pie fan.
You've got it. I'll give you a double, right?
All right.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to go to break.
Thank you, Tom. Have a good night.
Have a good night. We're going to go to break.
Bye-bye.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We'll be right back after the break. Don't go away. We have a short break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida. Through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience, Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Navigation apps are important to getting around, exploring new places, and being independent, but they don't work for everyone and don't work inside for anyone. Waymap is a brand new indoor and outdoor navigation app you can trust to get you where you need to go. The app has been made to guide blind people, but it works for everybody else too. With Waymap, you know where you are, even if you lose cell reception or have no Wi-Fi. It's a big advance on other navigation apps. If you want Waymap in your town, let us know at our website, waymapnav.com. That is waymapnav.com.
Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
You have a right to accessible voting. Democracy Live! Seeks to modernize voting in America by allowing voters to access their ballot and balloting information anytime and anywhere using any smart device, computer, or platform. Whether voters are accessing their official ballots or researching the candidates on their ballot, we believe voters want easier, more secure, and accessible voting technologies. This includes the over 25 million voters who live with disabilities in the United States and the millions of voters who reside outside the country or can't vote at a traditional polling place. As the leader in secure remote voting technologies, Democracy Live! Has served voters from nearly 2,500 U.S. jurisdictions and in over 96 countries around the world. Voters have the right to vote in a secure, accessible, and independent manner regardless of disabilities or geography. Democracy Live! Has been leading the way for over a decade, delivering secure, remote voting technologies in over 4,000 elections serving over 20 million voters. You do have a right to accessible voting. Learn more. Go to democracylive.com.
For nearly 45 years, ILA has been providing essential aids to the visually impaired and hard of hearing. A trusted source of products for local and national communities, ILA offers a wide variety of technology and daily living aids to enable those with vision loss to participate in an active, independent lifestyle. Our excellent customer service team is always happy to help you find the right product for the task at hand. Call us at 1-800-537-2118 or visit us on the web at www.independentliving.com. ILA, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion.
Sometimes you just need a company you can depend on for accurate, timely Braille transcriptions. One that you can turn to in a pinch or for long term. Braille Music and More can be your one-stop shop for your Braille transcription needs for individuals, schools, or corporations. Owner transcriber Patrick Jansen is one of the world's leading experts in music Braille and has transcribed a wide range of interesting projects. In addition to music projects, Braille Music and More utilizes 26 quality transcribers across America to handle all subject matters in Braille, such as literary, math, science, foreign languages, and tactile graphics. Go to BrailleMusicAndMore.com for more information and to contact Patrick.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Lynn, you're up.
Okay, boy, it's a busy, busy night. It's my pleasure to welcome our next guest, Patrick Jansen. And Patrick is the owner of Braille Music and More. You've been listening to that commercial, Braille Music and More. Welcome, Patrick. Nice to have you tonight.
Welcome, Patrick.
Thank you so much, Michael, Lynn, David, Chris. I'm really pleased to be here.
Hey, Patrick. How's it going, buddy?
Pleased to have you.
David.
You know, before we talk about Braille, I wanted to say something to Michael about baseball.
Oh.
Michael, yes. you say that you went blind, I heard you in the first hour, from stress from your baseball team, the Philadelphia Phillies.
No, wait, to interrupt you. I went blind due to stress, not because of them, but I've got this new problem.
And we don't have time to talk about it.
But
well, you had me terrified because you remember, I'm a Cleveland sports fan. The last time my Indians or Guardians won the World Series was 1948.
Oh, no. That's terrible.
Now I'm worried about my vision.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, no, he didn't lose his vision.
Being a Cleveland fan.
Yeah. So, Patrick, why don't you tell us about yourself and how you got involved in Braille transcribing? And, David, I'm going to let you jump in here because I know you're anxious to talk to Patrick.
Yeah, it seems like you must like Braille for some reason there, Patrick. What's up with that?
I'm staring at dots all day long. Dots on the music page, dots on the Braille page. Well, I have a degree in music. I went to a conservatory of music, and my plan was to be a singer-actor. And when I got into my 40s, I realized I wasn't making enough money as a singer-actor, so I started to research other careers in music. And I happened to come across Braille music. And when I did some researching, I found out that at that time, this was about 10 years ago, only about 48 people in the U.S. history had been certified by the Library of Congress in music Braille. And I said, oh, well, I think I can get into that group. So I studied Braille. First, I had to learn literary Braille. For anybody who's out there is interested in becoming a Braille transcriber, you first have to get certified in literary Braille through the National Federation for the Blind website. And then you get a certification from the Library of Congress. And then I studied the music Braille code inside and out. I was determined to get the highest score in the history of this exam and join the group of people who had been certified. And I did get certified in 2014. So I started my own little company, Music Braille and More, which was really just me at first. And I was doing transcriptions for schools and Braille centers and the Library of Congress. You know, they have a wish list of Mozart and Beethoven and other pieces that they want to have done. And because I'm a Broadway guy, I suggested to them a couple years ago, hey, have you ever had a Broadway score in Braille? And they said no. And so they hired me to do West Side Story. And then about a year later, they hired me to do Hamilton.
Wow.
So it's incredible that I can do these pieces for the Library of Congress that are now available for free download. And as long as the format stays the same, it'll be that way for centuries, you know, available.
How neat is that?
Well, that is an amazing story.
And bringing more ways of bringing Braille to the masses now. It's great that they have something updated to be able to to be able to see, you know, rather than something, you know, a play from the 40s or whatever, you're bringing new stuff to them. So that's awesome.
And right now I'm doing 28 jazz method books for the Library of Congress in the Jamie Abersold series. So I'm working on them slowly but surely among the schoolwork.
Definitely, if they're studying music and you're blind, Braille is pretty much the absolute a necessity. But I'm interested, believe it or not, in the and more part, even more so, because I know you're an expert on music, but there are so many subjects, especially the languages, that I know a lot of blind people are in, and it's totally different than writing something up in English. So
right, each of the genres have their own code. There's a math code, there is a music code, and then there's a booklet called The World Braille Usage, which has foreign language Braille codes for about 33 different countries. So what happened with me with the and more, at first that just referred to me like teaching lessons or singing at weddings. But as I started working for universities and schools and Braille centers, still primarily doing music Braille, they seemed to enjoy working with me, and they would say, oh, we wish you could do math and science and foreign language books, because we have all these books that we need to have transcribed for our students. And I was turning them down until then I was going to conferences of the National Braille Association and meeting amazing transcribers that were looking for work in those fields. So then I thought, well, maybe I should start accepting those work, because they were eager to get work and it seemingly was coming to me, even though it wasn't my specialty, and I could subcontract the work to them. So now over the last 3 years, I've built up my roster of transcribers to about 26 of them, and they can handle Braille in all the different genres.
So, I mean, Patrick, I know for a fact right now we have listeners that are itinerant teachers that go around in our public school system and teach blind folks. And sometimes, especially, I mean, I went through the public school system, and like in math and science, it was really difficult back in the day to be able to, if we needed to get something brailled up, I mean, forget it, unless you plan, you know, months ahead. So give us a clue, how long what is the turnaround in case an itinerant teacher wants to do something, either a book or even something smaller maybe?
Well, it depends what time of year things come in. It's ideal that we would get a book in, let's say, May that is needed for August. And then usually we can have that book done and ready in full by August. But sometimes teachers scramble, or a student enrolls into a school that they didn't expect that is visually impaired. And so I might get a book in early September. And so then I'll ask them to provide me a syllabus from the teacher. And then my transcribers and I will then do our best to make sure that we're staying ahead of the schedule so that the student has the materials in hand a week or two before it's even taught in class so they can look it over.
Beautiful. Yeah, because in the real world, that's what happens a lot of times. And sometimes things do change. The instructor decides he wants to mix things up a little bit, you know. And
right. And it's tough for music teachers, because I've been in that area before. And sometimes you just want to pull a song off the shelf and have the orchestra practice it. But if there's a blind student in the orchestra that doesn't have the music on that day, then they can't participate. They feel left out. So in music especially, they have to really get in early, because music Braille is laborious and it's time consuming and complex. So right, the sooner that I get music works and music textbooks, the better.
I can appreciate that. I'm terrible at math, but I can't picture any sighted or blind person enjoying doing math. But there are plenty of blind people that are mathematicians. I've been amazed. Sure. And stuff like that, you know, being able to get textbooks and stuff, I would think would be crucial, and you guys can do it. So Braille. Absolutely. Music and more is the and more is a big part of that, I think, now. So
Patrick,
definitely grown. Yes,
do you ever get requests for people who write books or write poetry that they would like to have it transcribed into Braille? We have a lot of authors out there that listen to the show that
write books.
That's been rare. Usually my clients are schools and Braille centers that have a pool of money, either from the government or from their local state. Sometimes I'll get a request from a parent who has a blind student that wants to learn the flute.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll do my best to provide the flute thing from piece for them without an exorbitant cost, because the colleges and the other states can usually make up for that. But certainly if there's a piece that someone has written that they would want to be transcribed in Braille, or if they have a family member that would need that, absolutely. They can find my website, braillemusicandmore.com, and we can see if we can help out.
I can just see, especially with itinerant teachers around the country, it would be such an awesome resource on top of, because the counties just can't do it on their own. So,
and on my website, I've got a list of music Braille library. I don't have all the books we've done in other genres, but there is a music library. So if somebody needs a trumpet book or a flute book, it's very likely I've transcribed at least one book in that instrument, if it isn't the exact specific book they might be looking for. So I could provide those books I've already transcribed at a great discount then if people want to look at that Braille library list on my website.
Nice. So some
kids
getting into an instrument or whatever can actually, there is Braille music out there that they can work with.
And there's work for drummers and piano players and horns and brass, and it really, sometimes I've done full book series, 30 instruments of a certain book. So anything that you see on a cited music page can be transcribed into Braille and represented. It's fascinating. It's very complex, but it's very fascinating.
I also read that you're the president-elect. Is that true? The National Braille Association?
That's right. The National Braille Association is, the members are Braille transcribers or proofreaders. So we do have blind members who are professional proofreaders. And our mission is to educate the people who produce Braille so that they can give the best materials to the blind students. And I think our organization has about 900 members, many who specialize, everybody at least knows literary Braille. A good portion of them do math and science. And then, believe it or not, there's about five of us, I think, in America who specialize full time in music Braille. There's about five. So we'd like to see that number grow. But I have been selected to be the president-elect. So a year from now, I'll be the president for 2 years of this amazing organization. Turns out I'm only going to be the fourth ever man to be the president.
Well, they got the right guy for it. That's for sure. That's awesome.
Thanks, David.
I'm proud to know that I know the prez.
Well, you and I had a great conversation because you're a musician, but you have played by ear your whole life. But we're finding that more and more young people in high school, if they enjoy music in their choir or in their band, are actually considering going into music college and are in music programs. So I have students at Florida State and Eastman School of Music and Purdue University that are full-time music students, and they need their textbooks and their songs for their lessons, just like everybody else does. So right. we're the five of us that are doing this full-time are quite overwhelmed.
Well, I love to hear. I mean, I'm not, you know, I feel bad for you being overwhelmed, but at the same time, it's a sign for all these parents and kids that are out there that are teenagers that you can do this. I mean, there's music out there, and there's no reason why you have to put your dreams and stuff on hold. You can go out there and play an instrument like every other kid.
Absolutely. And a great joy I had was, I have a student who's in a college who was taking a conducting class for choir. So I transcribed a piece that she had to learn. She had to memorize it, all the parts and the piano part. And she sent me a video of her conducting the class based on a piece that I had transcribed. And that,
we
rarely hear back from students. So it was so moving to see that work I'd done in action. At one point, the teacher held her wrist and helped her with the conducting pattern, but the class was singing a piece that I had transcribed, and it was really amazing.
Well, Patrick, it was great having you on board tonight. I look forward to December 11th when we have the music show, and you're sponsoring the music show.
The Blind Musician Show. That is going to be so much fun, Patrick.
That sounds like really, really exciting.
And you're coming
Patrick.
On, too.
And you'll be there.
I'll be there.
You'll be there, yeah.
You're sponsoring the show.
I need you to.
I don't have my kazoo, but I can
heard the kazoo on my jingle.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Tell everybody before we say goodnight quickly the website so everybody knows.
It's www.braillemusicandmore.com. It's all spelled out, braillemusicandmore.com. And my email is patrick@braillemusicandmore.com. I'd love to hear from you.
Thank you so much, Patrick. It was great having you on tonight.
An awesome resource.
Take care.
Thanks, Patrick. Have a good one, man.
Okie dokie.
Okay, Lynn, you're up.
Okay, well, I wanted to that was really a busy, busy show. It went so fast, the 2 hours. But I'd like to remind everybody, we'll be back next week with guest co-host Charles Brooks. And we will be welcoming Kevin Yu, who is the CEO at Wayband, which is a wearable device. Peter Kucheriavi, I can't say, I've been saying it so many times.
Sure.
Peter Kucheriavi, who is the accessibility manager at Spectrum Communications. And Roland Mattern, who is the marketing director at Eastside Eyewear, along with his guest, Gary Foster, who is a product user. He uses Eastside. And lots of Halloween fun. Don't worry, we didn't forget.
That's right. All Halloween trivia contest. And look forward to hearing you and I was going to say seeing you. Anyway, folks, great having you tonight. It was a good show. I think it was a good show tonight.
I think it was too.
We didn't talk to Chris at all tonight.
Oh, Chris. Chris, can I say something super quick?
Yes, you can. You have a minute or so. Yep.
Myself and my buddy Jeff will be playing this Friday night at up at the Jack's Fifth Avenue in Lake Mary under the name Blind Luck. We have a good time and hope you can come out from 7 to 11 p.m. And also, as Sheila mentioned, we're doing the GOCB fundraiser at Tijuana Flats. Near Goldenrod. Let's see, this Wednesday.
When you at Jack's?
This Friday.
This Friday.
Yes, sir.
I don't know why I thought it was next Friday.
Oh. You've been up there before, so it's very cool. And I appreciate the support.
We have been.
They have great wings.
Yeah. What about the great music?
Great music too, but they got great wings. Yep.
So Chris, I assume you're still there, but good night and thank you for a great show, Chris.
Yeah, anytime. Hi, Chris. I was over here talking with Carter. Carter told me to tell you guys how he said, "Hey, why don't you guys go ahead and promote him as you guys get ready to go off and he come up."
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead, go
Carter.
Carter.
Jamming show.
Good morning. Good night. How are you guys?
What's cooking there, Carter?
Hey, nothing, man. I'm just here listening to you guys as always. Great, great show as always.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I'll be listening to your show afterwards.
Thank you,
so
sir.
So Carter follows us on the radio.
What's the name of your show?
What's the name of your show, Carter?
It's called Jammin's Radio Soul to Soul Sundays.
Ah, Soul to Soul. I like that. Soul to Soul Sundays. Not easy to say, but it's good music.
Soul to Soul. Sold me.
Soul to soul
Sunday. Say that five times fast, though, you know? Not so easy, my friend.
We got to say goodnight.
Good night.
Good night, David. Good night, Chris.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Good night, Lynn. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Lynn.
Love you all. And listen,
good night,
folks.
Carter.
Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Love you all. Good night.
So long.
Things are finally coming around. I know we've got